The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
It's Anton Savage in for Pat this morning. As of a little over an hour ago, 6,163 round zero CAO offers were made, and applicants who aren't waiting or aren't awaiting Leaving Cert results will have until the 10th of August to accept offers of Level 7 and Level 8 courses. To discuss the options available to applicants, I'm joined by Brian Mooney, who is Guidance Counsellor with Standard Life. Brian, before we get into the options, can you just clarify what round zero with the CAO is? Because I suspect a lot of people, myself included, only heard about it this morning.
Yeah, it's complete. When you think about it, Anton, it's complete nonsense. You know, you had the round for the CAO, which they called first round, which is this year is on the 7th of September, right? Which is the round for the under 23 students who are going for places based on points. That is, this year's Leaving Certs, about 8,500 students from last year's Leaving Cert, and about another similar number from previous Leaving Cert up to 23 years of age. That's the what they call it, the first round. Then, of course, as the CAO system developed, they decided to, you know, have rounds of offers for adults, which happens at the 1st of July. So you, if you've already got something called round one, what do you call that? So you end up calling it round zero. And then you have, okay, well, what about students who are doing PLC courses, which is today, or the students who are getting places on mature, the postgrad four-year medical degree, which you get if you've already done another degree, but you're hoping to become a doctor. So then they say, okay, we've used the word zero, so now they're calling it round A. So you've got round zero and round A, and then on the 7th of July or September, suddenly we have the first round of offers. It's a complete nonsense.
And back for a minute, Brian, just so I'm clear. So does that mean that if I sit the Leaving Cert as a 30-year-old, I don't compete with 18-year-olds? Is that right?
Correct. If you're over 23, which I suspect you might be, Anton, you will be applying based on totally different criteria, what you've done in your life, your life experience, etc. You apply by the 1st of February, and the offers come out in the first week of July, 3rd or 4th of July. And those offers, 4,250 people have got offers based on that, along with some people who got deferred offers from last year.
So does that mean that you don't have the same points race? If you want to sit a course,
you're not in the points race at all.
Brian, I'm sorry, this is a revelation to me. So if you're over the age of 23 and you want to say, let's do an undergraduate degree in arts,
yes,
how do you get in?
You apply to the CAO. You say, I'm Anton Savage, this is what I've done in my life, blah, 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 and I feel that I'm suitable for it. They might say to you straight away, Anton, there's a place for you next September starting in wherever it is, UCD, Galway, whatever. Or they might say, we'll offer you a place through our access program because we think you might need a bit of help in getting up to speed with the demands of a college degree, and you go on an access course for a year, and then you go automatically into the full program. So there are huge opportunities through the colleges for students who are over 23 who didn't either choose to or they didn't have the points for the course they really wanted to do. And, you know, what we're dealing with today are students who may have, you know, not got the points last year. They've done a PLC course. I must admit, a number of PLC colleges. I chair the college out in Black Rock and in Stillorgan, and I'm also on the board in Sallynoggin. We would have students who may have got 300-400 points last year and are getting offers today in Bess and Trinity, Science in UCD, Commerce in UCD, Law in UCD, based on a one-year PLC. Again, they're not competing on points. They're competing for reserved places, in some cases up to 20% of the courses, places available, on the base of their PLC. So they're not in the points race either. So effectively, the system is actually it has developed in quite a complex way. But as you say at the beginning, your first question, you know, why are we calling it round zero and round A, etc.? Because the traditional initial round was those who were doing the Leaving Cert under 23 years of age competing on points. And that's the bulk of places, obviously.
I have to say, Brian, the more that you explain it, the more I think just being able to prove that you understand the admissions process should be qualification alone for pretty much any undergraduate degree that's possible. So what if at the end of getting your round zero offers, what do you do if you don't get what you want? Do you then go into round one?
No, well, you see, you can. But at that point, if you go into round one, you're now competing based on your points.
Which could be a good thing or a bad thing. That could either be a good or a bad thing, depending on how you did.
Well, the point is, if you had gone for a PLC course and you had got an award, now the PLC is based on, Leaving Cert is 7 subjects. The PLC is 8 modules, but it's 8 modules in science or 8 modules in business or 8 modules in law or whatever it is called, pre-law, pre-business, pre-science, etc. And obviously you're not getting A's or B's. You're getting distinctions or merits or passes. So if you've got 8 distinctions, which would be the equivalent of 8 H1s in science subjects, chances that you'd succeed in a science degree are quite high, and you probably will get your offer today. But if you didn't get distinctions and you got some merits and a few passes, chances are you mightn't get an offer today, and you might be back to the points you had last year, which were probably insufficient to get you the place last year. And given the way the points may go this year, and we can talk about that if you wish, the points might be somewhat higher again this year, and you probably would miss out. So again, it's not that there's a place for everybody in the audience, I'm afraid.
Well, yes, please let us expand on that, because obviously this is going to be a very unusual year, given that in and of itself it's unusual, and it was preceded by last year. So what does the expectation look like in terms of points as we move towards round one?
Okay, well, here's the thing. There are at least 5,000 extra applicants, 6,000 actually extra applicants this year over and above last year. 3,000 of those are additional Irish students in the Leaving Cert. We hit the peak for probably 6th class in primary school this year, which is 75,500 students born in 2009. They've worked their way through the primary school system, put huge strain on the primary school system for the last 10 years. But they are now through, and the numbers are dropping away. So you may have seen a piece by my colleague Carl O'Brien a couple of days ago in which he refers to, you know, there are going to be less students in primary school over the next number of years, and what's that going to mean in terms of teacher numbers and all that sort of thing. But that number is going to work the way through the secondary schools, and therefore we're going to have increased numbers of students every single year, going up every single year. We've had 3,000 extra this year, and it's going to keep going up until we hit those numbers who are just coming in, what, about 6 years from now. There are 3,000 additional students also, Anton, who are coming in from Europe. Now, this is a Brexit effect, because effectively up to this year, students from the continent who wanted to study in a university where it was through English, in an English context, they would have gone mainly to the UK, but some would have come here. Obviously, because of Brexit, they are now deemed international applicants in the UK. Fees could be anywhere up to 30,000-40,000 a year. And they have discovered Ireland. And this year, the numbers have gone from maybe 2,500 to nearly 5,500, nearly 6,000. And they are targeting places. And they are as entitled, by the way, to a place as anybody in this country, because under EU law, you know, you have to treat all citizens of the EU equally in the application process.
That's a massive hike in numbers, though, isn't it?
But it is. So effectively, we've got extra 6,000 people. We also have the scenario whereby this year we have both the assessed grades, which, if you remember from last year, they ended up about 10% ahead of 2019 in 2020. And they are being now completed within the department. Every student is basically been given an assessed grade, whether effectively they applied for one or not. And then we have the Leaving Cert exams. Now, last year, the Leaving Cert exams took place in November. This year, they obviously took place in June. A lot of students didn't turn up, by the way, because they said, actually, we'll go with the assessed grades, that'll be grand. Those that did, you know, are really probably those that are targeting the high point courses. The way it's going to work is, once the department standardised the assessed grades, the State Exams Commission standardised the assessed grades, as they did last year, that gives every student a grade in every subject, based on a standardisation process in case any teacher went mad and gave everyone H1s or whatever. But once that's standardised, that will then be decided by the State Exams Commission. But if a student got a higher grade in the written paper, which they sat in June, that will replace the standardised grade. Now, I believe that is probably going to push up achievement quite high. And if it does, obviously the points are going to go up. So you have extra numbers of Irish students, you have extra numbers of European applicants coming to Ireland for the first time. You've got you know, possibly higher achievement grades in the Leaving Cert by virtue of the fact that the exam was easier this year because students had less questions to do. They had more choice and options because of, obviously, they missed a lot of tuition time over the 2 years of the Leaving Cert because of COVID.
And all of that then, if I infer correctly, all of that added together means we are looking at a huge points inflation come September.
I would have thought so. I'm, you know, and I know that there's great anxiety, obviously, within, you know, the department, and, you know, obviously that students will be very disappointed. And, you know, that will be what will be. And therefore, that's why I was very much talking to Pat, your colleague, earlier on in the summer, saying to students, whatever you do, go and do your written exams, because it gives you the maximum chance of getting the points you will require. It's not a question of getting the points that were required for last year, Anton. It's a question of being in that top 100 places. Because if a course has 100 places, and remember, talking about what we're talking about today, 20 of those places may already be gone to PLC students, and another 15 of them could be gone to adults who got places in July. So there might be 65 places left. Do you know what I'm saying? So effectively, with all of the various rounds, the overall number of places, the pie gets split up in different ways. So yes, you know, you could be correct. We might find particularly, and you know that Minister Harris is trying to create additional places, but the problem is, as I mentioned in my piece in the Times today, you know, it's easy enough to create an additional place in an arts faculty, not that it's in any way less of a qualification, but it basically means the student has to get their lectures. If you're creating a place in dentistry or in pharmacy or in medicine, you've got placements, you've got chairs, you've got lab work, you've all of that, and the colleges are saying, we can't just pony up these additional
it's
places.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens
when
we hit
September. They require long-term investment and planning, and therefore, effectively, it may be difficult to create additional places. And okay, if they can't create the additional places, obviously, you're going to have a lot of disappointed people.
Two things very briefly, but actually a question and a point. Tech saying, regarding the PLC course, please note that even having all distinctions is no guarantee. It's a lottery with only one or two places reserved in a course. For example, nursing in Galway only offers two places for around for all the applicants.
You
for
are
rounds
absolutely
of
correct.
Now, hang
there
on for one tick, Brian,
course,
because there's a thing that follows that.
There is one
that
in the entire system where there is almost no places through PLC, and that's nursing. And it's very sad that when nursing became a degree-level qualification, those who make those decisions decided to give virtually the entire cohort of places based on the point system, and almost no places in nursing are offered through the PLC. You can get into Tibet and Trinity easier than you can get into nursing through a PLC course, and nursing is the one area. And that was cut back radically in 2012 to save a few bob at the time in terms of paying nurses when they went on placements. And we really, really in this country need to expand the number of nursing places, and we need to allocate.
Well, it looks like psychology might also be an issue, because there's a question for you saying, my daughter got 8 distinctions and still didn't get her place in psychology in UCC. Does she have any options?
And with that, this is this morning. She didn't get. Well, again, you know, again, I can't speak for every college in every course, but my understanding is that most colleges are now offering extensive PLC places and up to 20%. But psychology, you know, could be, you know, you could have, say, for instance, 20 or 30 places in Cork in psychology. I don't have the exact number. 20% of that might be a very small number. It depends on the size of the course. And again, the number of places in psychology are determined by PSI, because obviously there is a control mechanism over the number of psychologists who, you know, are allowed. Each college gets a number of placements which they're entitled to. Again, that is one of those professions where effectively the entry is controlled by an external body, or at least that there is a process whereby the number of approved places. And you will find examples of that throughout the system. But I mean, as you can see from this morning's figures, there are, you know, nearly 5,000 young people, or maybe not so young people, who are getting offers this morning. The vast majority of them are PLC students.
Who knew all of this was so complicated? Brian, thank you so much for walking us through it. That is Brian Mooney, who is a career guidance counsellor and, of course, author.